Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, normally I'm not into the dark arts or tarot cards, seances, stuff like that, but I think we all need to take some time this morning. Let's all join hands around the table here, and let's try to make contact with the person that just died in here.
I don't think we're going to have to try very hard. I think they're really close by.
Someone has died in here.
Yes.
It is not
so,
that bad.
You know, honestly, Heidi, you know what? Shorty's in here too, okay?
Look, and
why are people coming in here?
Because
they're trying to find.
It's such a bad smell in the hall.
Right, I would go away from here.
It is egg white. It is broccoli with a little bit of baked potato in there and spices.
Okay. She tells us that every time she comes in here with something that smells like it's dead.
That's the way you describe it, okay? That's the way you describe it. Shorty, how do you describe it?
That food is what knocked out the power at Cherrydale. That, I mean.
Hey, and our boss Dave said that smelled like the dead possum they found under his house.
And it does.
Yes.
It does.
Miranda said it smells like diarrhea.
Yes.
And you know what's so funny is she brought her sister in today. Okay?
Right. Miranda brought her sister in.
And she brought her sister in.
Because her sister's getting ready to go off to college.
And her sister.
She just jumped out a window.
Yep.
She's complaining. She's like, what is that smell? And Miranda is actually embarrassed that she brought family into the station this morning.
Her sister's ready to go to college today.
Yeah.
Go on,
all
get
right.
there.
So we can't bring fish in. And I don't bring fish. But broccoli can't
bring
be
fish.
That.
Yeah. Bring fish.
Okay, you win. You can bring that now.
Long John Silver sounds
but
good to me.
Everybody can identify with the person that brings in the stinky food and puts it in the microwave at work.
And usually that person is someone who lives in a state of denial and insists that it's okay and that all the rest of the people in the building must be wrong.
I'm in the state of South Carolina. We eat broccoli.
Can I ask Heidi, can you smell it or is it just all of us?
It doesn't smell like that.
Just us.
We need an ears, nose, and throat doctor.
Okay.
Oh, that's a torture Tuesday right there.
I know, right? But we're living it.
That's, yeah.
But Heidi, here's the thing. Heidi, and earlier, we made a... We made a gentle complaint about, you know, hey, that really smells bad. First thing out of her mouth, she describes what it is.
It's egg whites. It's just egg whites and broccoli.
She's defending it, and then all of a sudden, now you have... Not just
everybody.
Us.
Everybody.
Not just us, but everybody down the hall and co-workers down the hall coming out of their office going, what? What is that smell?
What died?
And you're eating it. That's even worse.
Which, our building's pretty big, so for people on the other side of the building.
They're not that far away.
If I got that on my hands, I would wash it off two or three times before I would touch anything.
I would just chop my hand off.
I seriously don't smell it like you do.
We got D-Heck at the front door. I'm not sure why.
Okay, all right.
I know.
Well, you know what? They ask people, why wouldn't you eat no matter what?
That.
No, exactly.
You'd be surprised. If I gave you a spoonful, you would think, oh, that's not that bad.
No, he would file a complaint because you're threatening him.
Part of eating the experience is smelling the food.
I agree.
No, you
and
don't.
Presentation.
No, you do not.
You're enjoying smelling something that everyone else in the building is identifying as dangerous.
I can't.
Yeah,
I can't believe
she's putting her nose in it.
You know what? She put that Tupperware piece over her nose like a surgical mask and just sniffed it.
Something's wrong with your nose. You know that, right?
See, we need to get something that smells good for you to compare it to. Okay. Right now, that's all we smell is
that. I'm a good cook, actually.
If anybody ever wants to clear out their sinuses, that's the way
it's not worth it.
I think you're just making it up. You just You're just following suit with Hawk and Tom. You just know that they kid me about my food, and you're jumping on in there.
All the other people that just randomly walked in and said, "What is that smell?" They were in on the whole joke.
Two other people, big deal.
But you know what? People at the at their offices, they have that one person. And if you ask people around here who brings in the stinkiest food, your name comes up every time, without a doubt.
Well, that's nice.
It's the name that they call people now. Did you just Heidi me?
Okay, so people wouldn't eat this no matter what. Liver is like one of the number one answers.
No, nope.
Liver's terrible.
Raw eggs.
Hold on, back up. Liver. Heidi, do you like liver?
I like liver.
Everything on this she likes.
That's my point. Okay. She's got a messed up nose and mouth.
And you don't eat raw eggs. They have to be pasteurized egg whites or
how far
pasteurized
up?
Eggs.
No, you can drink raw eggs.
Pasteurized.
Rocky does it in the movies and stuff.
I know, but
it's dangerous.
It's not good for you to
do really?
That.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one out of a million people will get something bad from it.
Okay. Yeah. They asked people, what food would you not eat no matter what? Broccoli and egg whites.
It's not on there. You're making it up.
Sprouts. Cauliflower.
Yum, yum, yum.
Cauliflower would be a good name for a flower delivery service that you called on your phone.
Cauliflower.
Not a bad one. That's
I like that.
Trademark that one.
Yeah.
Now, I like some of these, but not the way Heidi cooks them.
Okay, yeah.
Wait, was cauliflower really on there? Because that's what she eats a lot.
Cauliflower is on here.
I like cauliflower. It. I'll bring that tomorrow.
It's number five. Okay, eggplant.
She's threatening us.
Yummy.
Eggplant's gross.
I've had it once, and it was not bad the way it was cooked, but I don't eat
spinach,
it.
Spinach, they'll not eat no matter what.
Raw
I kind of like
cooked,
spinach.
I do like
steamed.
Spinach.
Is that turnip greens when you put the...
No.
Okay.
I like turnip greens, too.
I had turnip greens yesterday.
And prunes were mentioned.
I like prunes.
Yeah, they're all right.
Never.
They're just dried up apricots or something. Yeah.
And then lentils were mentioned.
Yeah, oh, what is a lentil? That?
It's a little bean.
Heidi knows.
Yeah.
No one else different colors.
I'm guessing they smell bad.
Yeah.
You're giving us her recipe for tomorrow. Her meal.
That would be good, cauliflower and lentil.
Oh, man.
Okay. Well, come to find out, we don't have to get in contact with the dead person who died in here. It was just Heidi's food.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.